I am super excited to welcome back to the show Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is the executive director for the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges, and she joins us once a month to talk about health and wellness and just being having a lifestyle of health and wellness, because naturopaths treat the whole person. And Dr. Yanez, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
So
I love that. I love that song. It is a happy song.
Right. It is. It just makes you smile.
Yeah. So what do you all do to get to stay happy right now? I think, you know, with coronavirus and stay home orders and homeschooling and uncertainty and everything else, folks are stressed. So what are you all doing to find your own peace and happiness?
Getting out of bed.
Yes, goofing around on the radio helps a lot. You know, I think it's just connection with people. I even though we're doing it from a distance, you know, over the phone and over the radio and over Skype and over, you know, whatever, I think that connecting with people makes a big difference in your mental health. I think you have to be what I'm doing is being very intentional about reaching out to people, because that's really what matters to me. How about you? What are you doing?
I'm trying to do the same, I think, and remembering time for self-care and to unplug a bit from technology, because it's really easy to work all the time if you let yourself. You know, the normal distractions that we have of, you know, going away and conferences and getting to movies or things of that sort aren't there, where you could, you know, unplug for a couple hours by going to a movie theater. But I think for us right now, it's like you said, it's just being mindful and being thoughtful and being intentional about those connections.
Well, you know, you talk about being at work all the time. I worked until, you know, so I start my day on the show, and it's getting prepped for the show and getting, so I really, we'll say 5:30. And then I did not finish working last night until 9 o'clock. So that was a little ridiculous. But I do have days like that. And then there are other days where I'm less focused on work. But I love what I do. So, you know, it's not a negative thing. It's not it's not a grind. I get tired, but it's not a grind.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're still working. There are people who are not working who are stressed by the not having a job. And
indeed,
they have to figure out how they're going to fill their day, because you very quickly can get depressed and bored sitting and watching television or, you know, staring at a wall.
Absolutely, indeed. I think it's just so important to, there was a word the other day that I was using with a friend who was talking about trouble sleeping. And I said, okay, you know, how's your thought discipline? So, you know, I think of thought discipline as, you know, when you just let your mind run off into, you know, either negative thinking or overthinking. And so that thought discipline to me, like, you know, if I wake up in the middle of the night, do you let yourself start thinking automatically about all of the work things that have to do, that you have to do, or all of the things that are stressing you out? Or do you rein your mind back in and say, okay, you know, it's 3 a.m. None of this is going to get solved right now. Let's focus on sleep so that tomorrow isn't a total disaster. And discipline your mind to get you back to bed instead of letting it just run wild on all of the things that might be going on or could happen or whatever. You know, and so I think of that as a very important part of adulting, and being, you know, being responsible to yourself. You know, we talk about, you know, all of the responsibilities for others, but what about our responsibility for our own mental health? And, you know, if you let your mind run away on all of those negative thoughts or stresses, now, obviously, there's a time and a place to think about things and to problem solve and to troubleshoot. But, you know, when that starts to impact your sleep, your relationships, and so on, I think that's the point for me when I recognize, okay, you know, we gotta take charge here.
You know, it's so interesting because sometimes 3 o'clock is what they used to call, I don't know, they still do call it the witching hour. That's the time that you wake up with all the stress in your life. And I'll do one of two things. If I've got a heavy workload, I might just get up and work because it's not that much earlier than I get up. Or I will at that start praying because it's like, all right, God, this has eaten me up. I need you to take it. For me, that brings relief. Also, I will journal. I like to write, and journaling helps me. I'll just put pen to paper and write whatever comes in my mind. It helps me clear out the clutter.
You know, I have a question. Is that commonly where people's minds go? I mean, is that the common thing? Because that's uncommon for me. I that seems odd that if I were just like sitting around thinking, I mean, as depressing as things could possibly be, I don't know. I tend to not focus on the depressing. I guess I compartmentalize or something. And so I come off feeling generally pretty happy most of the time because although I know there's things out there that need to get done or I need to worry about, you know, making sure the bills are paid and that kind of stuff, it's not something that I ever like other than deal with it and move on or do what I can and move on. You know, sometimes that just means, you know, writing a letter to somebody saying, sorry, I don't have a job right now. But then I've done what I can and there's no point in worrying about it. So I just move on. Is that unusual?
Yes.
I
don't understand. Yes, that's unusual. That's a gift.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, thankful. Be thankful you have that gift. I think there are many, many people out there who would say that they struggle with the ability to turn off their brains and to turn off that thinking component, whether it's during the day or in the middle of the night or what have you. There are a lot of folks who struggle with that. And so that thought discipline concept of, you know, being mindful of your thoughts and are you allowing yourself to kind of go down that rabbit hole or reeling yourself back and saying, all right, this isn't something that I can change right now, and worrying about it further really isn't going to make any difference other than, you know, impacting my quality of life right now. So be thankful, Todd.
That's kind of my natural default is like, well, if I can do something about it, I'll do it. If I can't, you know, I can't.
But I bet your wife worries.
Oh, I'm sure she does. I wonder if that's more, if there's a gender bias in that too, in that way, you know, not that guys don't stress and formulate things. And I'm not saying I'm completely stress-free. I mean, I have times when you know, my brain goes and I can't sleep well, but it's rare.
You are lucky.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I'm truly curious because it's like, it's just, you're talking about stuff and I understand it. And I empathize, but it's like, I don't experience that very often. I don't, you know?
Catch your blessings, Todd.
Yeah, you know, I guess. I wonder if there's other people like me, or am I just a lone weirdo? I don't know. I mean, should I be worrying more? Now I'm worried that I'm not worrying enough.
No, you're fine.
Oh, that's funny. now we're going to cause him to worry about not worrying. Gosh,
tomorrow morning, I'm going to be like, I didn't sleep at all last night. I can't do the show. I don't know what you're talking about. So I'm stressing all night.
You know, so if it puts any number on it, about 47% of naturopathic physicians say they deal with insomnia and, you know, and anxiety and fatigue and so on. About 45% with mental health issues. So, you know, I think that, you know, there is a large population out there that struggles with those issues. So, you know, it's definitely something that is front of mind for many people.
You know,
is there a diet component to stuff like that?
Is there a what?
A diet component.
Oh, diet.
You know, I'm talking about drinking caffeine, you know, this morning before you came on. And we're wondering, you know, I've just thought processes going here. You know, I have my cup of coffee in the morning and I'm done. But, you know, I can imagine that if you're caffeine sensitive, a cup of coffee in the evening could cause your mind to cycle a little bit more because it's hyperstimulated. And
so there,
I mean,
so
that
there
one's
actually
an, caffeine's
there,
an
there
obvious
is a
one,
nutrition.
Just,
yeah, there totally is a nutrition component. There can be for some people where, you know, blood sugar dysregulation, excess caffeine, not enough food, or timing of meals and timing of food, can impact mood. And so absolutely, you know, as a naturopathic doctor, kind of our core is always nutrition and gut health and, you know, mind-body medicine and stress reduction, kind of the lifestyle basics. So, you know, that for us is always bread and butter. But I think that when, you know, when you think of, like you asked, nutrition and caffeine, sure, but that's only part of the picture. There's, you know, like I said, there's, you know, making sure the blood sugar is regulated throughout the day and that, you know, we're really taking care to nourish the body, to make sure that caloric intake is appropriate. You know, conversely, some people can get depressed from their food choices or have, you know, have kind of ups and downs and mood swings from the food choices that they make, and even medicate their moods with their food choices. We see that with overeaters. We see that with binge eaters. And so there's, you know, there's so much involved in food, diet, nutrition, and the mental, emotional connection with that, that yes, it definitely can be and is often looked at from a naturopathic approach.
So I'm wondering, you know, are you seeing an uptick in people enrolling in naturopathic medical schools? You know, think, okay, well, I'm not working and it's something I've always wanted to do. The timing is right now. Are there more inquiries? Are there more people becoming students?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, in general, education tends to uptick during times of economic uncertainty. And so we have seen, you know, despite the fact that we're in the pandemic, we have seen an uptick in inquiries over the past few months. And, you know, and also people may be inspired right now because who are the heroes? The heroes right now are your teachers and your medical professionals. And so, you know, I think that, you know, if we think of who is really getting the accolades during this pandemic, it's the folks in the health professions, the research scientists, and the teachers. And you can do all of that with a naturopathic degree. So we have definitely seen an uptick in interest. I think everybody is just curious about safety and, you know, how do I stay safe? Are you doing classes online is a very common question we've been getting. And so most of the schools have you know, and we have schools in different locations, different geographic locations. So, you know, they're dealing with different scenarios based on where they are and, you know, governors and local jurisdictions making policy. But, you know, where it is deemed better to, you know, all of our schools are hosting as much online as they physically can. The coursework, you know, obviously you're training to be a doctor, so you have to touch a person at some point in the course of your medical school. And so all of us, I just actually got off a phone call with folks from the East Coast. Yes, it started at 5:30 here in California, from all of the other health professions, and we're all grappling with how to handle the physical component of medical education. But we are, and, you know, as is appropriate and safe, the students are returning to hands-on classes, albeit very modified, you know, much smaller class cohorts. Patient care is being delivered via telemedicine whenever possible and safe for patient care. And so, you know, we have jury-rigged in according to this emergency naturopathic medical education. But there are some things that are actually working really well. There are courses where the flipped classroom doing more online and then some in person is actually working out quite nicely. And so, you know, we're all just looking at this, but I think ultimately our number one goal is educating our students and educating them safely. And so, and then, you know, obviously delivering safe patient care as well. So we're looking at all of that, but, you know, that is a number one question is, you know, are you doing this online now because of the virus? And for the most part, yes, but there are going to be hands-on components that are absolutely necessary for medical education.
Sure. I know that I sleep better if I feel like I have some sort of forward motion. And I think that human beings need to feel that they have a purpose. And so if there's a time where you're in a place where you're thinking, oh my goodness, my job's gone away and I don't know what's happening. I'm going to take my life in a new direction, that perhaps times like this are a good time for that.
They can be. And, you know, I think this, you know, the amount of introspective time we've all had, you know, being home forcefully has, you know, yes, those thoughts that we were talking about, you know, if they aggregate too much and they lead you to a dark place, that can be a bad thing. But if they cause you to take stock of your life and, you know, where do you want to go? What is important to you? I think for me, anyway, speaking personally, this is all just boiled down what's important. Kind of the excess fluff has gone away.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just distilled down what is important. You know, family, sunshine, relationships, you know, healthy thoughts, trying to keep yourself positive. All of that is just really risen to the top. And I think in that process, people take stock, you know, am I happy with my job? Am I happy with my relationships? Is this a direction that is moving me in a good place or not? And if the answer is no, and you have the power to control it, do something about it. So I think, you know, it can be empowering. And, you know, I've seen a lot of people trying to make light, you know, to bring some light into this tunnel here that we're in, and not have it be a Mack truck headlight. But, you know, just trying to make the best out of this situation. And I encourage everybody to just try and keep looking for the good. Look for the helpers. Look for the good. Look for the positive outcomes that we can, you know, look at the end of this. What was it? They said during the 1918 flu, there was actually, you had like this almost renaissance afterwards where arts and music and things flourished.
Yes.
You know, I've been sitting down at the piano every day and starting to write a song. I haven't done that in 10, 12 years easily, if not more.
That's so awesome.
You know, it's just, it's fun. And it's like, would I have had the time to do that any other time?
No.
I'm calling it my pandemic in D. That's what I'm going to call it.
Well, and I think we should all be, you know, I think we should all be doing that. Find your bliss. You know, find what's important to you. And I hope that when this is all said and done, that our new normal is not like our old normal, meaning that we've learned the lesson of making time for the things that are important to each one of us, and that the rat race, chasing rats is not a life goal. You know, racing with rats is not a life goal. So
says she who works till
she who works 15 hours.
But I don't do it for the money. I work for a nonprofit, so I do it for the mission. Yeah. That's different.
Sure. It is different.
So
no, it is definitely different. And I think that's one of the things we find with folks that choose naturopathic medicine is they feel like they're pursuing their passion.
Yep.
Where going to work is not a chore. It's inspiring. You know, when you help somebody who has not been able to manage their health concerns forever or for a very long time, that there's something so gratifying in that, and in knowing that you can do good in the world, and that helps fill our cup as well. So I think, you know, Erin, that's a really important point of just, you know, having that altruism. That's one of the one of the tenets of being happy is actually doing things for others and being selfless.
Yep. So this has been delightful. Dr. Yanez, let people know how they can find out more about you and the Association for Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges.
You bet. So we're at aanmc.org, and we host free monthly events. We're having an event on skin this month and sleep next month. And so we host free events every month, and I'd love to hopefully meet you all online at some point.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It has been a very important and productive conversation, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thanks, folks, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you too. So with that, we are a little overdue for a break. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Todd Brinker.
And we are On the Brink, the morning show on KCAA. We will be right back.